It's episode 173 of the Hodge Pod Podcast.
I'm Dirty A, as the name suggests. We're going to talk about a hodgepodge of topics from movies, music, TV, and other pop culture events.
And on this episode, it's our 2018 fall movie preview, even though the fall's already started. You can reach us at thehodgepodgepodcast@gmail.com.
It's a post-view. It's a mid-view.
Over on our website, thehodgepodgepodcast.com. Or look for us on iTunes and YouTube and subscribe. Or head on over to Facebook, search for the Hodge Podge Podcast, and like our page. Our last episode, which I'm going to post today.
On the ball.
Hey, I was busy.
Oh, look, drop dead.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. Fuckers. So, that was our fifth anniversary episode. We talked about Indiana Jones. And then I was supposed to be doing my play this past weekend. And then we had a visit from Marla Gibbs. I mean, Florence.
Aunt Flo.
Yeah, which was, let's put an asterisk on it, hurricane. On Tuesday night, basically, the place we were doing it is run by Wake County, and they decided, well, you know, we're going to close that for the entire weekend. And so our shows are all canceled, and they can't reschedule them. So we basically rehearsed for 6 weeks for nothing. We did one show, which was going to be our preview show anyway on Wednesday night. And it went very well, and everyone who came loved it.
I'm glad that it did. And sorry I could not make it.
Yep. Where were you? You were out of town.
I was in Cancun.
Oh, that's right.
Fuck that hurricane.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you were. Yeah, you did say fuck that hurricane. Although, did it screw up your travel plans to come back?
Yeah, we actually had to stay. I mean, sure, we had to stay an extra day in Cancun. So, sure. Say, we'll call it fucked up the travel plans.
Yeah, so, and then they couldn't find a way to reschedule them or anything, so we're...
That's awful.
Yeah, we're pissed. We're all very pissed off.
Well, it's just I mean, it's no one's fault, of course, but it's just such a waste of everyone's hard-earned time, well-earned time, and, you know...
Yeah.
You know, I hear y'all rehearse 6 hours a day sometimes on the weekends.
For certain days, not that wasn't too
anyway
often.
A lot of time was put into
it. Oh yeah, for sure. But I mean, and it's no one's fault, but it really goes to show you just how shitty these bureaucratic knee-jerk reaction things are. Because if they had just said, hey, let's cancel Friday, because no weather prediction had said it was going to hit until like after midnight on Thursday night,
right,
going into Friday. So they should have given us our opening night on Thursday night. And then they should have said, well, we'll cancel Friday because that's when it's going to hit. And then we'll, oh my God, ready? Wait and see.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a Category 1 when it hit the freaking coast. And then by the time it got to us, it was a tropical storm.
Yeah. I don't want to be that guy, but I said that all these people in Raleigh now. And I'm talking about Raleigh because I'm not talking about the coast.
Yeah.
Everyone in Raleigh who started freaking out on like Sunday, and I'm like, look, it's a fucking week away.
Yeah.
It's going to not only change course,
right,
but it's also going to diminish as soon as it hits land.
Mm-hmm.
So, that said, I mean, there was a lot of flooding in the like Chapel Hill area, especially today.
And
I'm not saying that shit didn't happen, but it was not as severe as everyone was saying it was going to be in Raleigh.
Right. And, in this area, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I'm talking about. The people who were staying in Raleigh. I'm not talking about the people on the coast.
They got hit bad. I mean, but that's why you don't live on the coast.
Why you go to Cancun.
That's why you go to Cancun when a hurricane's coming. And hopefully a typhoon's not coming the other way. Right. So, so they're, you know, cleaning up and shit like that. And that's it. Yay, one show, sort of. So that's kind of shitty. For the bar plays they're doing in November, they selected my play.
Your story.
They selected my play to be in it, and our good friend Jason Christ is going to be in my play. And
did you write him as a buffoon?
I did.
Excellent.
and Mia Peters, who was the director of And Then There Were None and Drop Dead or whatever the hell it was called. She's directing it. And Jordan Long, who was also in the cast of Drop Dead, he's also going to be in it. So,
excellent.
Yeah, so good times. So there you go. Fun.
Good times.
Yeah.
Noodle salad.
Yeah. On the 29th, I'll be at the Holly Springs Book Festival.
Excellent. Oh.
And Then There Were None. Oh, my God. With Great Big World, The Trouble with Dr. Bemo. So come on down to the Holly Springs. If you're in the area, come on down to the Holly Springs Cultural Center on the 29th. Thank you very much. On the 29th, that's 10 a.m. to, I want to say 6 p.m. That's when they're there. I got to email the lady and say, hey, do you need me to do any presentations or that? Because I kind of like to get that prepared beforehand.
I just wanted to go so I can be like, is there anything here besides books?
You should come in there and go, hey, isn't there supposed to be a show in that theater tonight? Isn't Drop Dead playing tonight? What the fuck? So if you're in the area, come on down and I'll say hi.
Are you going to have books for sale, did you say?
Yeah, I got to ask the lady who's arranging it. I have to say, you know, how many should I bring? You know, because I've got some here. Like, I've got like 7 or 8 here that I could take with me. But I don't know. I mean, what, should I take 1,000? I mean, I think that's
about right.
That's about right. So 40 fucking copies. It'd be awesome if I doubled.
You know what? Don't walk around calling yourself a friend of Doug Simpson if you haven't bought his book yet.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Choke you. At the box office, number one with a shrug is The Predator with a big whopping $24 million. Everyone's like, why is this so low? I'm like, maybe because there was a hurricane coming down south. And that kind
or maybe
that
it's
movie
because,
blows.
Or maybe it's because Shane Black cast a sexual predator.
Yeah, that's true too.
In The Predator.
Jesus Christ. He was going for authenticity.
Right. Yeah, there was a report. The report came out that he had hired one of his friends who had been arrested for... I don't know what the actual charge was.
I don't know what it was either.
But some kind of, I don't even want to say, some kind of sexual related charge.
Yeah.
And,
Olivia Munn was not happy when she found out.
No, she wasn't. And, you know, she kind of blew the whistle on that.
Yeah.
And then Shane Black kind of backpedaled on one apology and then, you know, but he knew the whole time. I mean,
yeah.
And who knows? Look, I don't know what the story is. Like, I don't know what actually happened. It may have been like, you know, she's 17 and we're married now, or I don't know. You know, but
I don't think that was the case.
I don't think that's the case.
This isn't a Time to Kill.
Right. That's exactly what I was going for in A Time to Kill. Look, you can't believe. Obviously, I wouldn't knowingly put a convicted sex offender on the stand.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what?
There's one that might just become a Supreme Court justice too.
You think that I would be all in for that Predator movie and wanting to see it, but I just was like, whatever.
It didn't get a very good cinema score, and a movie that's great that you need to go see is A Simple Favor with Blake Lively and Anna Kendrick, and directed by Paul Feig. Who
I do want to see that.
It's really good. It's a twisty mystery, but it's also funny. It's very dark comedy.
Okay.
It's really good.
I hope to catch that this week.
A movie that's not as good
Would you say to do yourself a simple favor?
Yes, do yourself a simple favor and go see it.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you. And a movie you don't necessarily have to see in theaters is White Boy Rick.
It's really not that good? Really?
The performances are good, but it suffers from the same problem as a lot of biopics have, where like it just feels like a collection of scenes just kind of shoved together, and there's no real narrative, and you're just like, what is happening? Where did that guy come from? Is he friends? What happened to that guy? Great cast, but it's the kid who plays White Boy Rick is a newcomer, so it's his first role, and McConaughey is good in it, But overall, it's not that great. That you can wait for that from Netflix.
Okay. Wow, okay. But, well, I see you're just a collection of scenes, and I raise you the movie Mandy.
Let's start with our fall movie preview with Mandy, which is the first movie on my list.
Oh, excellent. What a great segue.
Obviously, we're into the middle of September already, so, you know, September movies, we're just going to kind of gloss over that. Yeah. But definitely see A Simple Favor, and Dirty A, you said you...
Yeah,
rented Mandy.
I rented it on demand, and basically a vehicle for Nicolas Cage to go nuts.
It gave me, when I watched the trailer, it gave me a very Evil Dead vibe, Evil Dead 2 vibe.
No, it's not.
Really?
It's not that tongue in cheek.
Oh, okay.
It definitely plays it serious.
It does.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Because the trailer it felt to me that it was going to be like a comedy.
It definitely plays it serious. Like, it's funny.
Right.
But it definitely plays it serious.
Is it funny because it's bad, or?
Actually, it's pretty decent. It's actually a pretty decent horror movie because it's done in the style of this noir horror 80s-esque style. And it works, but it really does also feel just like a collection of scenes that they're like, ah, this would be cool if we just did this, and this would be cool if we just did this.
And doesn't really...
The narrative is extremely simple. I mean, it's very basic. And then they just put like, let's do a chainsaw fight here, and Nicolas Cage is going to get high on some fucking drugs and go ape shit here.
Okay.
But now he does awesome in it. You know, he's fucking Nicolas Cage going nuts, and Nicolas Cage in chainsaw fights.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
So it achieves its goal.
Right.
It's not trying to be an Oscar contender here.
Right. Oh, no, I didn't think it was, but.
But it is kind of batshit crazy at the same time. So
that's on video on demand, and I guess it's in theaters,
it
too.
It is in theaters as well. I just was lazy.
Yeah. Well, there's nobody playing it here, I don't think.
Carolina Theaters.
Oh, Carolina Theaters. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I mean, yeah, I would get on demand, too, then.
I mean,
why drive all the way out there? Okay, so this weekend coming out is The House with the Clock in the Walls, which is...
Or also known as Goosebumps 2.
Which is also
Electric
coming out...
Boogaloo.
Which is also coming out later in the fall.
It does look decent. I get a feel of this Goosebumps vibe that he just did 2 years ago.
Yeah, my thing is, it's Jack Black, Cate Blanchett, and this little kid. I think it's based on a series of novels. And it looks good, but it's to me it seems a little too kiddy.
I'm sure.
It's a little too kiddy.
That's when I say it looks good, I mean for this genre of movie.
Right.
Also
this weekend is Life Itself, which has
not getting great reviews though.
Really? It doesn't surprise me, I guess. That's from the This Is Us creator and also the guy who wrote Crazy Stupid Love, which is one of my favorite
great
movies of the last.
Yeah. Really, really fun movie.
10-15 years, yeah. And that stars Oscar Isaac and Olivia... I always want to say Munn.
Wilde.
Olivia Wilde, thank you. Yeah, I can never remember her last name. Olivia Wilde. Olivia Sudeikis, because they're married, right?
Right.
I don't even know if they're married. But he's her baby daddy.
They're partners.
Yeah. I think... isn't Mandy Patinkin in it?
Yes, he is.
Mandy Patinkin and Annette Bening. It's a dynamite cast.
Ensemble cast, yeah.
But it's an ensemble dynamite cast, but the trailer... It's kind of hard to know what the story's about because it travels through
very
time
disjointed.
And stuff like that.
But that's the idea. It's like it's one of these paths converge
right.
type of scenarios.
So you're, that's not getting good reviews. All right, we'll see. I know it's playing at Crossroads.
I haven't looked at like
weekend.
a consolidation of reviews,
right.
but like the three or four I've seen so far,
really
not so great.
Also coming out, I think it's supposed to be this weekend, but I'm sure that's going to be in that's going to be in limited release. Is a movie I'm really looking forward to, which is Sisters Brothers.
Oh yeah,
with Joaquin Phoenix and John C. Reilly and Riz Ahmed is in it as well.
Who's that?
He was in The Night of.
Oh
HBO.
Right, yeah. That, duh,
and
right.
He was the all important pilot in Rogue One.
Right,
and he's also the villain in a movie we're going to talk about.
That's right,
coming up in October. Sisters Brothers is based on a novel, and it's a Western where Joaquin Phoenix and John C. Reilly play assassins, basically, for assassins for hire. and John C. Reilly wants to quit the game and settle down, and Joaquin Phoenix is insane, basically. So should be a lot of fun. The trailer looks really good.
Yeah.
It feels very Coen Brothers-esque.
It really does. I was surprised when I saw that, and it wasn't directed by the Coen Brothers. But it's got that very skate on a thin line of comedy.
Right.
But clearly it's not a comedy.
Right.
Just like Coen Brothers, right?
Also in September, towards the end of the month, is Robert Redford's last performance, Old Man and the Gun. The Old Man and the Gun. That was his last movie.
I can't remember what that was. I forget. He had a single line in that movie, and it was, "Fuck!" Not kidding. That's no joke.
Redford plays a lifetime bank robber, and he also breaks out of prison, because he goes to prison a lot, and he breaks out of prison.
Talk about bookending your career.
Yeah, right? Right, yeah. That's... it looks good. The trailer looks good. Sissy Spacek is also in it. And it just looks like it's going to be a really... It feels like a very 70s movie, mm-hmm. which is interesting. But
speaking of Sissy Spacek, I finished Castle Rock, remind me. We'll talk about that sometime.
But he has said it's his last... He's retiring from acting. That's his last thing. Also, another movie that's coming out around the same time is a movie called Hold the Dark, which is Jeremy Saulnier's new film. This is the guy who did Blue Ruin and Green Room. And
Blue Room was great.
Yeah, Blue Room.
Well, Green Room, I really liked. I think that made my top 10.
I think so. So this stars Jeffrey Wright as like a guy. It has very much shades of Wind River.
Wind River, which was also fucking amazing.
Which is fucking great. This movie is going to be on Netflix.
Okay.
And it comes out September 28th.
Oh man, definitely need to mark my calendar for that one.
Jeffrey Wright's in it. Who else is in it? I want to say Riley Keough's in it. And her child gets taken by wolves, and basically Jeffrey Wright is a tracker who goes to try and find the remains of the kid and whatever. And then his father, who's played by Alexander Skarsgård, comes home from the war.
He's a vampire.
Show.
All right.
And then he comes back, and he there's a bunch of murders in the town. So it sounds like it's right up Saulnier's alley, but it's got a much more high-powered cast than he's ever done.
I look forward to that one, yeah.
Yeah. October. First week in October, we've got two movies coming out. One is generating a ton of Oscar buzz, and the other movie is Venom. A Star is Born comes out the first week in October.
Which I'm sure will be good, maybe great.
Right.
But man, am I tired of that trailer.
They do show the trailer.
I'm really tired of that fucking trailer.
This is directed by and starring Bradley Cooper and also Lady Gaga. Out of Toronto Film Festival, which just ended, it got rave reviews. It's a remake, yeah. But it's Star is Born. A Star is Born has been remade since the
20s. I mean, it's real.
But the most famous...
Like people would know the 70s.
The most famous one, right, is the one with Barbra Streisand. The 70s one with Barbra Streisand and Chris Christopherson.
Yeah.
It's
a lot like... in recent times... Oh, gosh. What was that country music one called with Jeff?
Crazy Heart.
Yeah.
And
got a Crazy Heart vibe.
Yeah. So this comes out in October 5th. Also that weekend is Sony... Pictures Venom with Tom Hardy,
as you already mentioned.
It's probably gonna.
Well, I can't remember his name again. The villain.
Oh, Riz Ahmed.
Yeah. It looks. People were defending the choices made with this movie and the trailers, and I have found very little to get excited about.
Yeah.
None of it does much of anything for me. I can tell the plot is going to be super formulaic.
Probably.
And whenever you have a movie like that, and you make the villain basically the exact same as the, I guess in this case, anti-villain, but we'll call it hero. Right. When you make it literally fighting itself, like it's always just lame. Give it something else.
Sometimes you can do it right, but in rare occasions. You know.
But again, that's not to say that's not true to form. I mean, it happens in the comics.
Right.
But... I just feel like nothing here. looks like it's worthy of spending my time on.
Right.
I really don't know why Tom Hardy wanted to.
I don't know.
Money, I guess.
Maybe, yeah. October 12th, there's a movie coming out. Another movie is coming out on Netflix. I just saw the trailer for this today. Starring Dan Stevens and Michael Sheen. It's set in the early 20th century. It looks really fucked up. It's by the guy who did the Raid franchise.
Yep.
And Gareth Evans.
I didn't see the second one, but the Raid is great. You're talking about, is it Apocalypse? Or what's it called?
Apostle. Yeah,
Apostle.
Gareth Evans, I think, is the director. I think that's his name. This movie looks fucked up. It looks, I mean, but it's like, it's
and
clearly,
by the way, when you say the Raid, you're referring to the American version.
Did he do the American version?
I think so. He didn't do the...
I thought he did. I thought he had all
the
Asian actors in it. I thought he did the Korean
version? The original?
Maybe. I don't know. I'll have to look it
up. I assume that would have to be a Korean director that did that.
I don't know. Racist.
Look, I'm going to look it up right now. I'll play some elevator music while I do it.
Is it the Raid Redemption? That's it, right?
No, that's the second one. That was
No, because then this says there's the Raid 2.
Okay, maybe that's it. I guess I didn't know it had a
Yeah, Gareth Evans.
Well, how about that?
2014. Okay. 2011. Okay. The second one was 2014.
All right. Well, okay. But in any case, if you haven't seen The Raid, check it out. It's a great action type of movie. It's like, I don't even know how to really describe it. It's so many movies that meet together. But anyway, see it. The Apostle, I'm sure, will be excellent.
Yeah, it looks fucked up. Like, this is like a horror thriller type thing.
Yeah.
But it looks, the trailer's fantastic.
That's going to be on Netflix.
October 12th. No. That's on Netflix. Also,
two great Netflix ones coming out.
Yeah, I know. There's another one too with Ben Mendelsohn that's coming out. I forget what it's called though. Shit, I forget what the title is. But it looks interesting too. More, it's a drama.
Mm-hmm.
Also coming out October 12th is stacked that weekend. Bad Times at the El Royale is coming out, which looks great.
That looks awesome. That trailer.
That's
literally.
Drew Goddard and
Chris
Hemsworth is in it. John Hamm. Jeff Bridges, Dakota Johnson.
It's another stacked cast.
Yeah, and it looks really cool. It's about these people that come together at this hotel, the El Royale, which is basically on the border between Nevada and California.
Yeah.
And there was a bank heist or something like that, and then no one is who they say they are. And
it kind of seems like Reservoir Dogs meets something like Identity, maybe. That John Cusack.
Yeah, maybe.
Thriller.
Maybe. Also coming out October 12th, which I'm guessing is in limited release, is Beautiful Boy, which is Timothy Chalamet and Steve Carell, where Chalamet, who got an Oscar nomination for... why am I blanking on the title?
You're looking at me like I'm going to be able to get
the movie.
Tell me what it's about.
Him and Armie Hammer. The coming of age story.
Yeah.
They have the gay affair.
Yep. It's a one word title, I think.
No, it's not. It's longer than one word. It's totally longer than one word.
Oh, it's Call Me By Your Name.
Yes!
Call Me By His
Thank
Name.
You. God damn, I couldn't remember the title of that movie.
Was it His Name or Your Name? Call Me By...
Call Me By Your Name. Yes, Call Me By My Name. No,
Call
Me By Your Name.
Call Me By Your Name. we're going with Call Me By Your Name, folks.
And Timothy Chalamet was also in Interstellar. He didn't have a big part. He was the brother when they were younger, when they were kids. And obviously he grows up to be Casey Affleck when they become adults. All right. That's Matthew McConaughey.
Oh.
He's somebody else. He's the father. But yeah, this is a story about addiction and stuff like that, and Steve Carell trying to help his son, who is a slave to drug addiction. I think it's
to love.
I want to say it's meth. No, it's drug addiction.
Oh,
right. No, meth. And Timothy Chalamet is all set to be in another movie that I'm much looking forward to, and that's called Denis Villeneuve's Dune. Yeah. He is going to be playing Paul Atreides, which is awesome. It's a great choice.
Not super excited about the remaking Dune, other than the fact that Villeneuve's doing it, which already means it'll probably be phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy hasn't done...
He said it might end up being two movies, actually, because that's not surprising. The story's so dense.
There's a lot going on there.
Yeah, that's part of the reason why... who did? David Lynch, right? David Lynch's movie wasn't
so great. Well, yeah.
Because... I mean, that's part of the reason why.
Well, he does.
Also, because he was on a lot of drugs, I think, when he was making that movie.
He was on a lot of drugs and he does everything, I think.
And also, October 12th is another Oscar frontrunner, Damien Chazelle's First Man with Ryan Gosling, which is basically the story of Neil Armstrong and
already,
how they went to the
moon. Already
getting
a lot of buzz.
Aldrin, yes. I hate you.
See what I did there?
I do see what you did there.
But yeah, no, it looks great. And I saw like the first 5 minutes of it they played in front of... what did I go see at the IMAX again?
The Meg, I think.
The Meg. It was the Meg. But
two films that couldn't be more different.
But they played like the whole first 5 minutes of the movie. Nice. It was good. It looked really good.
Also that weekend, which I'm guessing is probably also in limited release too, is a movie called The Oath. Which is by Ike Barinholtz, and I saw the trailer for this. This is the only reason why I bring it up. I saw the trailer for it. It's a satire comedy, and it's about like the government makes people take like some loyalty oath or something like that, and it happens around like Thanksgiving or something like that. So
like the Pledge of Allegiance,
it's something more. It's like the law, and then like and he. He's basically like
instead of the purge, it's the oath.
I think so. He's like one of the only liberals in his family, and they're all crazy conservatives. And then they have like Thanksgiving dinner, and it turns into this wild comedy. Huh, so okay. it looked interesting. Ike Barinholtz is funny, so it could be good. Later in that month is 22 July, which is by which is Paul Greengrass's latest movie. It's about a terrorist action.
Let me guess.
Yeah. It's about terrorist action.
Let me guess who stars in it.
No, he's not in it.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised.
Paul Greengrass has a little bit to make up for because the last Jason Bourne movie was not that good. It was all right. It had its moments, but it's overall not that good.
Got a bet. You'll know the answer to this.
Okay.
I know most of the Jason Bourne movies end with Moby. All of them?
Yeah.
What movie am I thinking of that ends in that song? I gotta know now. I thought it was a Jason Bourne movie. Clearly it's not. Then
no, all the Jason Bourne movies, even the one with Jeremy Renner, ends with Moby. All
right, I'm wrong then.
With Extreme.
My girlfriend was like, "No, they all end in Moby." I was like, yeah. I said, "I know they do, but I'm telling you, this is one."
No.
Okay. Anyway,
it's possible. Maybe it was Green Zone. Maybe.
Maybe it was a knockoff.
Well, it's not a knockoff. It's just
some Bourne knockoff type.
No, it wasn't a knockoff. It was Greengrass and Matt Damon, but it was just a different movie.
Yeah, they knocked off. You could knock off yourself.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a Bourne knockoff. He wasn't a spy.
Yeah, I don't think that was it. That was a different kind of movie. Anyway, fuck. I don't know.
I don't even know what song you're talking about. Honestly.
I wish I could tell you.
Maybe you're thinking Kingsman. Maybe Kingsman.
No, definitely not.
Okay. Also in October is Can You Forgive Me, which is Melissa McCarthy.
I cannot.
Right. And people are saying that it might be her best performance that she's ever given, so we'll see.
I mean...
might not be that hard.
I'm not saying she's terrible, but it's not like she sets the bar crazy high with the roles she takes.
No.
Or I shouldn't say takes, offered, even.
By her husband.
By her husband. But then the movie looks good.
Yeah.
It looks good. And she is funny, and I'm sure she can pull it off. So that was not a knock against Melissa McCarthy. It's just she hasn't exactly had to stretch her acting chops all that much.
I saw a trailer for this movie that looks really weird. It's with Aubrey Plaza. It's called An Evening with Beverly Loughlin. Look up that trailer. It's really okay. It's a weird comedy, but I want to see this movie. It was just so bizarre, but I was like, I have to see this movie.
Huh.
Now, we come to the portion in the show where Dirty A is going to know what the hell we're talking about. Also, in October, that same weekend that an evening where Can You Forgive Me comes out, a little movie called Halloween mm-hmm. comes out that weekend as well.
Yeah, mixed emotions about that. I'm super...
You're not the only one.
I'm equally super excited and super skeptical. And you can blame that on Rob Zombie for his pieces of shit remakes that everyone seems to think are great. Not everyone, but a lot of people think they're great. And I say they would be fine if you took the name Halloween off of it mm-hmm. and called it its own thing.
Right.
But they're not fine in reimagining John Carpenter's Halloween because it changes way too much.
Right.
And I will defend my position till the day I die. It's Halloween. It's Michael Myers. He's pure evil. You don't give him a backstory of why he's evil. He just is.
Right.
Evil doesn't need a backstory. And evil doesn't need to be brooding and huge either that they make him out to be. Anyway, this one, it really does look good. And even John Carpenter is saying this is the best one since his original, which he's a part of this one, so take that with a grain of salt.
Well, James Cameron also said the same thing about the last Terminator movie.
Exactly. So, you know.
Not saying it's not true. I'm just saying that...
The last trailer looked great for it. So, I'm pretty excited.
My only question with this movie, and this is very just a technical thing, a logistical thing.
He's not real.
Why the fuck did they just name it the same fucking title?
I find that weird too, especially because it is supposed to be a direct sequel of the original.
Right. So why call it Halloween again?
I'm not sure. I know you can't call it Halloween 2, clearly, but it's
Halloween Part 2.
It's odd. Oh,
there you go. See? I just solved your problem.
Done. It is an odd choice. It's a bold move, Cotton.
Yeah.
But it looks good. I'm pretty excited for it.
Another movie coming out in October is a movie I saw the trailer for this a while ago, and but it was always going to come out in the fall. They just put the trailer out a long time ago. A movie called Serenity, which reteams Matthew McConaughey and Anne Hathaway. They worked together on Interstellar, which we mentioned about Timothée Chalamet, and it's a mystery movie. Jason Clarke's in it too, and it looks. It's by the guy who did Locke. He wrote and directed this, I believe. This looks great. It looks
really cool. And by the way, Locke was good. It just...
You were expecting this movie that we're talking about right now. Yeah.
This movie does look really good.
It looks
very,
really good.
Very noir film, thriller.
Very, very much modern noir.
Yeah.
It looks really cool. Like, it's called Serenity.
It's basically like, who is this guy?
Mm-hmm.
What's the story that's going to unfold?
Anne Hathaway is Matthew McConaughey's ex-wife, and she finds him after he's kind of gone into hiding, and she finds him because she wants him to kill her current husband. It looks great. Oh, Jaimin Hanshu was also in it. I knew there was somebody, another big name in it. And also Jeremy Strong, who is in the HBO show Succession. He was also in The Big Short. He worked for Steve Carell. He was the loudmouth guy who worked for Steve Carell.
All right.
Yeah,
this movie looks good.
I saw a trailer just recently with Hilary Swank and Michael Shannon called What They Had, which is about a family that's dealing with Blythe Danner plays the mother and Robert Forster plays the father. And Blythe Danner is clearly suffering from dementia, possibly Alzheimer's. All right. But it looks like it's like a dramedy. There's a lot of comedy in it, I think.
Okay.
It looks good. The trailer looked good. I saw that just, I think, this morning or the other day. And also, and finally in October is Wildlife, which is Carey Mulligan, Jake Gyllenhaal. This is Paul Dano's directorial debut. It looks like a really good drama. It got really good notices out of Toronto Film Festival. They say Carey Mulligan's fantastic in it.
She's fantastic in everything.
Mostly, yes.
There, I said it.
Mostly, yes, yes. How many movies have you seen with her? Just Drive?
if that was the only one, then I would be happy with that, because it's a fucking perfect movie.
It is. Drive is great. November kicks off with...
I see what you're doing there.
We will...
Take your money.
You. Wait, oh sorry. Yeah. Different. Sorry, Brian Singer.
It's like we finish each other's sandwiches.
Bohemian Rhapsody opens up November. We'll see. It looks good, but...
There's so much stigma around what happened with the production of this movie. Yeah. Pre-production, even, yep. That it's hard to say. Those who weren't aware, we probably mentioned it before. It was originally going to star Sacha Baron Cohen. And yeah. He dropped out because Queen, the band, decided that they wanted to make the movie more family-friendly and not include a lot of seedier parts of Freddie Mercury's life in the movie, mm-hmm. and just focus on the music, if you will. To me, that's... It's a fine approach because it is about the band. But
right.
In this case, the band is so much Freddie Mercury,
yeah.
and his life. I would much rather see a Freddie Mercury biopic.
Yeah.
Than this movie is clearly going to be. But, you know, I'll reserve the right to come back here come November and talk about it.
Sure. Also November, Boy Erased with Lucas Hedges, who was in Manchester by the Sea. This is about a kid whose parents send him off to a gay conversion camp.
Oh, okay.
It's a drama, obviously. But I think there's also some comedic elements, too, because he meets some friends there and all this kind of stuff. So, sounds interesting.
It's comedic in that you can convert a gay person.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Other Side of the Wind is a movie that's very interesting. This is a very interesting project. This is basically the lost Orson Welles movie. It was supposed to be his last film, and... I guess they found it and restored it and put it together, and now they're actually releasing it.
Interesting.
Yeah, so we'll see if it's any good. But like John Huston's in it and stuff like that. You know, like yeah. actors and shit that are sure. dead are in it because it's from the 70s.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that is. It sounds interesting. A movie I'm sure you're looking forward to. I'm not, but I put it in here for you.
Oh.
Suspiria. Wrong again.
I've seen the original, and right. People in the horror community tend to love it. I'm not really one of them.
Right.
Didn't do a whole lot for me. I'm not saying it was bad.
Right.
But people were like, you know, it was billed as this is the scariest movie you'll ever see. And I'm right. like, why the fuck did they say that?
Yeah.
So, whatever. Tilda Swinton. I mean, yeah.
I saw the trailer. It reminds me a lot of Black Swan.
It's got that feel to it.
Yeah, there's a very psychological element to it.
Oh, for sure.
But it is interesting. I'm not going to see it. But, but yeah, okay.
It's Suspiria! Suspiria, when you get that feeling.
Suspiria. Also, in early November is a movie that I'm really looking forward to after I saw the trailer. Jason Reitman. Is back with a movie starring Hugh Jackman as Gary Hart in The Front
Wolverine.
Runner.
Oh.
No, not Wolverine. Mm. The Front Runner. This is about the 1988 election, where Gary Hart was basically the front runner for the Democratic Party, and a sex scandal basically completely derailed him. And J.K. Simmons, all Jason Reitman's regulars are in it. Vera Farmiga is in it. J.K. Simmons is in it.
All his stand-ins.
Bill Burr's in this. He plays a reporter. And Hugh Jackman is supposedly really, really great.
I'm sure. I mean, it's a star-studded film, and Jason Reitman, he is literally the epitome of hit or miss for me. He has some that just don't quite land at all.
Did you see Tully? Did you eventually see Tully?
I didn't see Tully. But this does look good.
Yeah.
And, He's definitely a capable director.
Yeah. Girl in the Spider's Web comes out.
The movie everyone's been waiting for.
That's what's so interesting, because I said to Michelle when we went to the movies this weekend, I said, we saw the trailer, and the way the trailer starts out, I turned to her, I'm just like, see, they start this trailer out like she's like Batman or something like that. Like she's like this iconic character.
She's not.
But it's only until they show her in the shower that you go, oh, that's who that is. Because it's not Rooney Mara, mm-hmm. and it's not Noomi Rapace. It's Claire Foy, who is from The Crown, and she's also going to be in First Man. But she's the new Lisbeth Salander. And... I mean, the trailer looks fine. It looks like it'll be a good movie.
I'm sure it's decent. It's just why now and why at all?
I just don't understand. Like, because didn't continue on with the David Fincher movies and everything like that. I don't understand why you do this movie and you just don't get Noomi Rapace to do it. It's not like it's a remake of one of the ones they've already done.
I don't know either. It's odd all around.
Yeah.
It's an odd decision all around. And I'm personally in the camp. I like the originals, the Norwegian.
I like the Fincher film. Movie.
But the Fincher version is good. Mm-hmm. And I wish he had continued. I wish the box office had allowed him to continue, which is another odd reason why this is coming out. Why is the studio doing this now when clearly the box office?
Because they have the rights.
They want to retain the rights.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Outlaw King is another two Netflix movies right here in a row. Outlaw King is a Netflix movie with Chris Pine as Scottish King. It's a historical biopic epic thing. It got mixed reviews, I guess, out of TIFF. And by mixed reviews, I think only I read Goldberg's review on Collider. But the trailer looks good. And then a trailer that also looks really good is an actual Coen Brothers movie. Ballad of Buster.
Going to Netflix?
Yep.
Straight to Netflix.
The Ballad of Buster. It's going to be both theater and Netflix.
Double release. Okay.
The Ballad of Buster Scruggs, which is a Western. And Tim Blake Nelson, I think, is Buster Scruggs in this. And it's basically like...
I did see the trailer for this.
It's six different stories, basically. Yeah. I didn't realize
it was going to Netflix, but I did see the trailer for this.
The second Fantastic Beasts movie comes out in November. I know you're excited for that.
I mean, the first one was fine.
It was fine. Again, like we said when we talked about that movie, I like the side characters better than the main characters, so...
Oh, well, he's back. The best character is...
Jacob's back, and so is Queenie. Those are my two favorite characters.
But you're well more into this universe than I am.
Jude Law is coming on as young Dumbledore.
Which is the weirdest thing that they do with the trailers. They act like you don't know who he is. Like they're giving you a reveal. Mm. Did you notice that in the trailer?
Sort of. But
it's,
I mean,
like, it's like, well, no, we all know who he is. We saw the, you know, it's, okay.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't in the first one.
No. But, I mean, he's... been cast for a while now.
Right, but I mean, people might not know
that's
that.
True.
They might not know that.
Fair.
Also, coming out in November is a movie that also got rave reviews out of Toronto Film Festival. This is Steve McQueen's next movie called Widows.
Yeah. Look, this movie looks awesome.
It's...
When I first saw this movie, the movie I wanted to liken it to, and this is going to tell you how much I think I'm really looking forward to this movie... Heat.
Yes, it's very much like Heat. It's very much in the vein of Heat.
I'm excited because we both love Heat. Heat's amazing.
Yeah, it's written by Gillian Flynn, who wrote the novel Gone Girl, and basically the story, Liam Neeson's in, and he runs a crew of thieves, and I'm just gonna say because it's in the trailer, they're killed.
I mean, that's the plot of the movie,
right? I mean, it's called Widows. Yes. So in the course of a job. And then basically, Liam Neeson's widow, played by Viola Davis, is approached by, I guess, the guy they were working for. And he's basically like, you either get this money or I'm going to fucking kill you. And so the widows of this crew basically get together to do a heist of their own so they can pay off this guy and get them off their fucking back.
It looks awesome.
And it got rave reviews out of Toronto. They said it's great. So I can't wait to see this movie.
Super excited for this one, yeah.
A movie that I keep forgetting is coming out this year, but it is coming out in November, is Creed 2.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see it because I really liked the first Creed.
Creed was good.
But the Drago thing just bothers me that they're going that
They're
route.
Going a little too deep into the, call it the Rocky bag.
Like, yeah, it's like if the first one was like...
Make it your own story now.
Exactly, exactly. This feels a little bit like Star Trek Into Darkness. You know, they were like, okay, so now we made this, it's kind of an homage to this, but now we should do our own thing. No, let's just fucking rip off The Wrath of Khan for the second movie. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
So, I'm leery.
It could still be good, but, yeah,
Ryan Coogler's not directing
this. I wish they had gone a different route, but, you know, it, to be fair, it is something they would fucking do in boxing.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure. That's
true.
That's true. Also coming out in that weekend, maybe in limited release, but maybe not, is Green Book, which is Viggo Mortensen. I think you saw the trailer for this. Viggo Mortensen and Mahershala Ali where it's set in around the civil rights era. And Viggo Mortensen is like he seems like he's a mob connected guy.
Yeah.
And he is driving Mahershala Ali, who is a who's a master pianist, through the South on a concert tour, which obviously segregation and Jim Crow and all that stuff. This movie won the People's Choice Award at Toronto Film Festival. So the trailer's great. It looks great.
You're right. It does look good.
It looks like it's a lot of fun. I mean, fun because it's going to have dramatic elements. But it seems like there's a lot of, like, you know, odd couple.
I know what you're getting at. That's an interesting word.
Yeah.
I doubt that's going to be the movie poster.
It's fun.
Fun.
But it looks great. It looks great. Yeah. Green Book. Ralph Breaks the Internet is coming out in November. I want to see it. I mainly want to see it because I want to see the whole princesses thing.
All the Disney princesses.
Yeah, Vanellope goes into the princess's secret room.
You're not a princess. Yes, I am.
Save you from a monster or something?
Yes. Check.
You are a princess.
Yeah.
Here's another movie that we didn't talk about, the Nutcracker thing, which we both think looks terrible.
Yeah.
It looks terrible. Disney's really putting a lot of money into that. But another movie that kind of looks like it'll probably be terrible too is the Robin Hood movie with Taron Egerton and Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx, who's playing apparently Morgan Freeman's character from Robin Hood.
From Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
And then Maid Marian is played by Eve Hewson, daughter of Paul Hewson, also known as Bono. Yeah.
Interesting.
Ben Mendelsohn plays...
Oh, now I know why that movie's getting made.
Ben Mendelsohn plays the Sheriff of Nottingham. And I saw the trailer again this weekend. I'm just like, it looks like a Guy Ritchie Robin Hood movie.
I don't understand why they keep remaking Robin Hood.
And it's like they already did a Robin Hood movie recently with fucking...
And it's actually decent with Russell Crowe.
Yeah. Robin Hood Begins. Where they try to tie it into history and stuff like that.
It was pretty good, though.
It was all right. What else comes out? Oh, If Beale Street Could Talk comes out, which looks great.
That looks very good.
That's Barry Jenkins' new movie. Looks really, really good. It's based on a James Baldwin novel. Second Act, which I know I should never go see because it's a J-Lo movie and it's a comedy and it's probably going to be terrible, but I watched the trailer.
I don't know anything about it.
She is a woman who kind of got stuck in like a dead end job, and then
how J Lo got her groove back.
Yes, she got stuck in like a dead end job, and then like she goes, "Oh, I have to get out of here. I just don't have the right skills or whatever." And then like her best friend's son or whatever. I want to say Scientology girl, Leah Remini's in it as well.
Well, she's not a Scientology girl.
No, not anymore. Ex Scientology girl.
Yeah.
So her son basically redoes her whole Facebook profile to make her look like she's like much more epic than she is. And then she gets hired at this company and then she kind of has to fake it till you make it kind of thing. And it looks like it'll be cute. It'll be funny. It's called Second Act. And then a movie that...
featuring dead ass.
Yeah, exactly. She just released a picture today. She's like 49 or something like that. And some fucking bikini. And it's like, oh my God. She looks amazing. J-Lo looks amazing. She was in something recently in the last few years. Maybe it was a Jason Statham movie where she... it was supposed to be one of the Parker movies. Maybe it was called Parker.
Well, she was in that...
she was on that TV show, I know. But I'm talking about this was a movie.
Oh, okay.
I think that may be the one I was talking about. I remember... And that was only a few years ago. Okay. I remember seeing it. I was just like, God, J-Lo still looks amazing. And then there's a movie that probably just you and I will want to go see out of anybody in this area. The Favorite. I don't know if you've seen the trailer for this. It's Rachel Weisz.
I like it.
Emma Stone.
All right.
And what's her name? I think her name's Olivia Davis.
Okay.
And Olivia Davis plays the Queen. And
like the Queen of England?
No. I think it's France.
Okay.
And Rachel Weisz is like her best friend and confidant or whatever. And Emma Stone kind of tries to horn in on her business.
Huh. Okay.
And it's a comedy.
Sure.
And the only reason why I said that you and I will go see it, because I can see in your face, you're like, why would I go see this movie? It's because it's directed by Yorgos Lanthimos, who did The Lobster.
Oh, yeah. we'll definitely see that. Lobster was good, man.
So after he did the Killing of the Sacred Deer,
I thought was really good.
Which I liked it. I didn't like it nearly as much as The Lobster, but yeah. I did like it. Now it seems like he's going more comedy again, whereas that was more of like a thriller. He's going more comedy again with this. It looks hilarious.
Yeah, he's good.
It looks really funny. Getting into December, Ben is back. Julia Roberts and Lucas Hedges again, where he's actually directed by his father in this. His father's a director. And it's about a kid who was drug addicted coming home, and his mother lets him come home from rehab for a day for like Christmas or something like that, and it basically just goes off the rails from there.
Of course.
Mary Queen of Scots is a movie that I'm interested in mainly because of the players that are in it. Margot Robbie is in it, and Saoirse Ronan. Saoirse Ronan plays Mary, and Margot Robbie plays the Queen of England.
Okay.
Mortal Engines. I think it's produced by Peter Jackson. I have no idea how this is going to be. It looks like it could either be a disaster or really spectacular.
I'm voting on disaster.
But I had to throw it in there.
I just feel like it just looks...
It doesn't look good.
No.
It looks like it could be a cool world, but the story doesn't really grab me.
I don't really know what to say about it other than, yeah.
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, which has looked very, very cool, and all its trailers comes out. That's going to be good. That follows Miles Morales.
Well, yeah, I guess mostly yeah. Miles Morales.
No, it's him. It's his movie.
Okay.
Jake Johnson plays Peter Parker in it, and then there's all these different Spider-Men in it, including Spider-Gwen. Alita Battle Angel, which is another movie that it's kind of like, Robert Rodriguez is directing it.
I don't know about this one.
The main character is very much CGI, and they make her big eyes like an anime character. Okay. It's based on an anime, or a manga. I think it's based on a manga.
Okay,
it's an actual comic book. I don't know if they ever did make a cartoon of it. Aquaman.
Okay,
is trying to keep the DC universe going.
Okay,
it looks interesting. The Atlantis looks cool.
Could be
Atlantis looks cool. I think it'll be a lot like. And I hate to say this because this is a bad comparison. I think it will be better than this movie, but in terms of setting and stuff like that, the way Green Lantern was when they went to Earth, it was terrible, and when they were in Oa, it was cool.
Yeah.
So same thing here. I think if they're on Earth, on land, it's going to be kind of weird and maybe not as good. But I think when they're going to be underwater, it's going to be really cool.
I'm not saying you can make Atlantis, but many different ways. But it really reminded me of the Gungan City.
Oh, the Gungan City.
Phantom
Menace. Phantom,
yeah, yeah.
Bumblebee comes out at the end of December.
Fuck you.
The only reason I'd be interested in it, we talked about this before, is because Travis Knight's directing. He directed Kubo and the Two Strings. It's not Michael Bay. Right. So,
in fact, even Michael Bay wouldn't touch it.
I don't understand. I don't think they wanted him to touch it. Yeah, it's Catwoman. I don't understand why Bumblebee is afraid of a human girl in the big trailer when he could just probably just step on her. So we'll have to find out what that's all about.
I will only be interested in this movie if...
it gets good reviews.
No, that was it. I couldn't even say anything. There's nothing that will get me interested in that movie.
Welcome to Marwen is a movie with Steve Carell. You may have seen the trailer for this. Janelle Monáe's in it as well. Robert Zemeckis directs it, and it's about a guy who suffered trauma, I believe it was in World War II, and he builds all these dioramas with action figures and stuff like that. And then the movie is basically told through these dioramas.
Hmm.
So the figures look like the actors. So it's kind of playing on Zemeckis' whole Polar Express thing. I mean, he was doing a lot of CGI movies and stuff like that. He did the Christmas Carol thing. And this is like that. It looks interesting. It looks really cool, and I definitely want to see that. On the Basis of Sex comes out at the end of the year. That's Felicity Jones as Ruth Bader Ginsburg, her life story. Definitely want to see that. I saved this one for last for you. This is kind of, I think, right before Christmas, I think.
A couple weeks before.
Mary Poppins Returns.
Yeah. Trailer just dropped today.
New trailer just dropped, and Collider was like, oh, it's so great. I'm like, yeah, we'll see. I watch it. It's really good. The trailer is fantastic. Emily Blunt is perfectly cast.
The trailer is amazing, and it not saying the movie's going to be great, but based on 2 minutes,
yeah, it looks really good.
It feels like Mary Poppins.
Right.
It looks like Mary Poppins. Even the way the animation mm-hmm. blends in with the live action.
Yeah.
It all looks great, yeah. and you know, I may have another crush on Mary Poppins again.
two movies that...
Oh, and they hide Meryl Streep away in the trailer until the very end, which I was very happy about. And she's hidden behind all kinds of prosthetics and makeup, so I don't have to look at her face.
I hope she's in it for the whole movie. I hope she's the narrator. two movies that I didn't mention that are supposedly coming out in December, but we really haven't seen anything for them yet, trailer-wise or anything like that. Now, Entertainment Weekly is saying that it's still untitled, but it was called Backseat, which is Adam McKay's Dick Cheney movie, which stars Christian Bale and Amy Adams. That's supposed to be coming out in December.
He gained a lot of weight for that.
He did. That's supposed to be coming out in December. And also, I've seen a poster for it, and that's it. Holmes and Watson,
yeah,
with Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly.
The homies are back.
I forget who's directing that. It's not Adam McKay.
I don't fucking care.
Obviously,
because
Adam McKay is busy with Backseat. Yeah, so
I don't care. I can't wait to see it.
That looks.
And it may be. It's certainly going to be like ridiculous.
I hope it's going to be. I hope it's going to be funny. I seem to find that when Will Ferrell isn't directed by Adam McKay, it's not the greatest. So, yeah,
but I'm still looking forward to it. But them together.
Yeah. Yeah. So that is the fall preview. That's a ton of movies coming out. I didn't even think we would get through the whole list, but.
Oh, no. It's the fall preview, Doug. We do it every fall.
We do it every fall.
It's the fall preview.
Also, not a fall movie, but we didn't talk about it beforehand. We finally got to see pictures of Brie Larson as
Captain Marvel, yeah.
And she looks great.
She does.
And it looks interesting.
Like she's not going to look great.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, but I mean, yeah, yeah. The costume could look shitty. Yeah. You know, you don't know.
Costume looks great.
And you said you wanted to mention Hulu, or did you?
Oh, I didn't know if there was going to be any other segue into TV stuff, but no, not, I mean, I finished Castle Rock, and it's pretty decent. It's a decent little story. If you got 10 episodes to spare,
cool.
Still trying to finish up season 2 of The Ozark, which I like that show.
I gotta watch. I still have to watch season 1 of that, and I'm anxiously awaiting Big Mouth season 2, which comes out in October, I believe.
You got a big mouth, a big mouth.
And that will do it for this episode of the Hodgepodge Podcast. Next episode, who knows? We'll see. We won't be talking about Drop Dead, though. Anything to add?
I'm not going to fall for any more of your shenanigans, Doug.
And we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening, folks.